Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Janalamita Bujao Kanaka Vidato Sankirtanai Kapitaro Kamalaya Takso Vishwamaro Vijabaro Jugadharma Palo Vande Jagat Yakaro Purnavataro Namasri Karasatyaya Jagannathas Kayacha Sabrachaya Saputraya Sakalatraya Chaina Maha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasati Gaura Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Hare Hare. Ha Vishvambaraha Maharasamaya Premaita Sampandehi Ha Padmasuta Ha Dadahidaya Brashtaika Bandhuttama Ha Siteshwara Ha Chara Chara Pati Gauravati Nakshama Ha Shivasa Gadagare Stabashama Tame Gati Stangati. We're reading verse 225, chapter 9, Majalila. Tamala Kartik Teki Oilo Veta Pani Raghunatha Dekitaha Vanchila Rajani Tamala Kartika Deki Oilo Veta Pani Raghunatha Dekitaha Vanchila Rajani Tamala Kartik Deki Oilo Veta Pani Bhagunata Dekitaha Vanchila Rajani Tamala Kartik. The place named Tamala Kartik. Deki. Seeing. Oilo. Came. Betapani. To Betapani. Raghunath Deki. Seeing the temple of Lord Ramachandra. Tahan. There. Vanchila Rajani passed the night. Translation. After visiting Malara Desh, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Tamala Kartik and then to Vetapani. There he saw the temple of Raghunath, Lord Ramachandra, and passed the night. Purport. Tamala Kartik is 44 miles south of Tirunelveli and 2 miles south of Aramavali Mountain. It is located within the jurisdiction of Tovaloi. At Tamala Kartik is a temple of Subramanya, or Lord Kartik, the son of Lord Shiva. Vetapani, or Vatapani, is north of Koyla in the Tamil Nadu state. It is also known as Bhutapandi and is within the jurisdiction of the Thobal district. It is understood that formerly there was a deity of Lord Ramchandra there. Later the deity was replaced with a deity of Lord Shiva known as Rameshwar or Bhutana. Om Gyanata Marandasya Gyananjana Shalaka Chakshura Militam Jainatasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Ite Tanya Mano Bhishtam Tapitam Jaina Bhutai. Oh, really? It just said 235 on my list, but... Okay, keep going. Wow. Yeah, on the computer it just said, and outside it just said 235. But okay, 21, whatever. Yeah, they read through these Ramapada and all those before, but yeah, we'll read them again and again. I'll just read this here. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was accompanied by his servant Krishnadas. He was a Brahmana, but he met with the Bhadadharis there. With women, the Bhadadharis allured the Brahmana Krishnadas, who was simple and gentle. By virtue of their bad association, they polluted his intelligence. Pratyuti oela vi prabhata thari gari taharav deshe prabhu oela shatvare. Allured by the Bhadadharis, Krishnadas went to their place early in the morning. The Lord also went there very quickly just to find him. Upon reaching their community, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked the Bhadadharis, "Why are you keeping my Brahmana assistant?" Amiha sanyasi deko tumiha sanyasi mori dhuka deho tomar nyaya nohibasi. I am in the renounced order of life, and so are you. Ha ha. Yet you are purposefully giving me pain, and I do not see any good logic in this. Upon hearing Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all the Bhadadharis came running from all sides. Shuni shobha Bhadadhari ute astralaya maribari oilo shabe chari dikedanya. Upon hearing Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all the Bhadadharis came running from all sides with weapons in their hands, desiring to hurt the Lord. Tar astra tara ange pare hatta hoite kanda kanda hoilo Bhadadhari. However, their weapons fell from their hands and struck their own bodies when some of the Bhadadharis were thus cut to pieces. Doesn't sound too good. This is probably the most violent thing in the whole Chaitanya Charitamrita. Kanda kanda hoi jari deho jai jari pran. This is a Haridas Thakur told the Muslim kings, "You can cut me to pieces." Obviously, these guys weren't ready for that program. The others ran away in the four directions. Bhadadhari gari maha utila krandan keshi dari vi preloya korilo gaman. While there was much roaring and crying at the Bhadadhari community, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu grabbed Krishnadas by the hair and took him away. Huh? Doesn't say only ladies. Why you say that? He didn't kill all of them. It just says they were cut to pieces. Huh? What? He said decided they're all dead. According to Pran's purport, they're all gone now. Anyway, there's many. All you need to do is cut a few, I think, to get the idea, like the monkey on a stick. If you threw a sword or threw a knife at Mahaprabhu and it came back and hit you like a boomerang, you know, the boomerang, I think the others might get the idea this is not a good idea. And they're lying on the ground, it says. They were cut to pieces. Cut to pieces is not a good thing. That very night, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his assistant Krishnadas arrived at the bank of the Payasvini River. They took their bath and then went to see the temple of Adikesha. All the way up to 40 we're reading? Okay. My message just said 225, but I don't care. We already read through these long time ago. When the Lord saw the Adikeshava temple, he was immediately overwhelmed with ecstasy. Offering various obeisances and prayers, he chanted and danced. All the people there were greatly astonished to see the ecstatic pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They all received the Lord very well. Mahabhaktagana saha tahangoshti koila brahma sanghitadhyaya pan punti taha poila. In the temple of Adikeshava, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu discussed spiritual matters among highly advanced devotees. While there, he found a chapter of the Brahma Samhita. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was greatly happy to find a chapter of that scripture, and symptoms of ecstatic transformation, trembling, tears, perspiration, trance, and jubilation were manifest in his body. Siddhanta Shastra Nahi Brahma Sanghita Tararsham Govinda Mahima Jnanira Paramakaran. There is no scripture equal to the Brahma Sanghita as far as the final spiritual conclusion is concerned. Indeed, that scripture is the supreme revelation of the glories of Lord Govinda, for it reveals the topmost knowledge about him. Since all conclusions are briefly presented in Brahma Sanghita, it is essential among all the Vaishnava literature. It's hard to believe it is. Well, that's where I'm up to, right? That's it. 240. Okay. Okay. Sakala Vaishnava Shastra Maje Atishar. It says that amongst all it is Atishar, very essential, the cream. Sharam Saram Samudritam. Saram means the cream. So we didn't read that purport yet, did we? Brahma Samhita is a very important scripture. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu acquired the fifth chapter from the Adikeshava temple. In that fifth chapter, the philosophical conclusion of Achintya Bheda Bheda Tattva is presented. The chapter also presents methods of devotional service, the 18th syllable Vedic hymn, discourses on the soul, supersoul, fruit of activity, an explanation of Kama Gayatri, Kama Bij, and the original Mahavishnu, and a detailed description of the spiritual world, specifically Goloka Vrindavan. The Brahma Sanghita also explains the demigod Ganesh, Garbhadakshayi Vishnu, the origin of the Gayatri Mantra, the form of Govinda and his transcendental position and abode, the living entities, the highest goal, the goddess Durga, the meaning of austerity, the five tapastam tapaetena, tapasiddhir bhavishyati. It's got a lot of stuff in action. It's written in codes. I mean, you have to kind of know a little bit in order to understand it, but it's really, and if you read Srila Bhaktisiddhanta's purports, then your brain will perspire, Prabhupada said. Prabhupada once said, you should print articles of my Guru Maharaj in BTG. He said, it will make their brain perspire. I haven't been doing that recently. I guess the the five gross elements, Agnir Mahi Gaganamambu Morudishascha Kalastatma Manasiti Jigatrayani. What's the rest? Satavalambi Parasatam. Last line. Vishuddha Sattvam Govindamari Purusham Durga Chayavyashi Bhuvanani Bibharti Durga. She's in there. Sometimes Prabhupada was, or any time practically, Prabhupada was approached about demigod worship, like Ganesh, and he quoted the verses from, yes, we also worship demigod, no problem. And he would refer to these verses. Kshiram yata dari vikari visheshas yogat sanjayate nahi tatar pitagasti heto yasambhutam apitata samupaitikaya govindamad. You want to talk about, someone approaches anybody, they want to talk about the worship of Lord Shiva, then we say, yes, well, of course we worship Lord Shiva, and we quote, very nice. Ganesh, we quote, Vande Pranama Samaye Saganadi Raja on his tumalai, is that his tusks? Yes. It's his horns. The bump. Oh, those are the bumps on top of his. He worships Govindam, the lotus feet of Govindam Adipurusha. Tamaham Bhajami. And yach chakshare sa savita sakala grahanam ra jasamasta suramatir It's also recommended that in chanting Gayatri, we chant this shloka as well. Because Narayan is situated in the sun, we face the sun, especially in the morning, in the evening, we face the other way. Don't just walk around picking your nose, but you actually, some rituals we do follow. Okay. The initiation of Lord Brahma, who can recite those slokas? Siddhi Bhavati. I know Dhiradatta knows the whole thing, but he's hiding somewhere. He sometimes chants the whole Brahma Sangeeta. Many of us, they know the shloka. Pran, you can talk about the initiation of Lord Brahma. Gayatri, how he received the Brahma Gayatri, which shloka though? Anyone? Okay. Huh? 28? Those slokas are there. I think there's 63 slokas. So on that 63 slokas here, it says the essence. It's only one chapter. Apparently, the fifth chapter, it has a lot of stuff. Brahma even talks about himself in there. He talks about he's a reflective person. He just reflects the mercy of Govinda, Adipurusham Tamaham Bhajami. Truth. There it is. All the transcendental truths regarding the Vaishnava. And we should chant it every day. How does he say it?
Yeah, as a daily function.
As a daily function. So we kind of minimize that to the two shlokas or something that we get, two or three shlokas in Venam Kananta Maravinda Dalaya Taksham, when we hear the Govinda prayers when the curtain opens. It's a very important book. And as soon as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu got a hold of that book, he had copies made and spread all over. And it's still spreading. It's the one book that Prabhupada said, yes, you can preach that, you can print that book. Because there was some hesitation about printing Srila Bhakti Sanatana's books or getting too involved at the time. So, but that book, Prabhupada said, yes, you can print that book. So we had Brahma Samhita since the day of Prabhupada, the days of Prabhupada. Anadiradi Govinda. What's the first verse? Ishvara Paramakrishna Sachidananda Vigraha Anadiradi Govinda Sarvakarana Karana. Similarly, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I just happened to put my hand on this book, Sarvakarana Karana. Here, Kushagraha put this book out. I think it was the first book he put out, right? The Glories of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, a compendium of Vaishnava verses. So the Chaitanya Upanishad is here, which was discovered by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And in that Chaitanya Upanishad, there's only maybe 17, 18 verses, I'd say, offhand. Oh, let me see, 19 verses. So one of those verses says, number 18. Kshara kshara bhyam paramaha sa eva purushottama chaitanya kyam parantattam sarva karana karanam. Sounds familiar. This material world is temporary. That is there. Kshara kshara bhyam. That kshara kshara bhyam. The eternal, the temporary. Kshara. Kshara kshakshara evacha. This is all in the 15th chapter of the Gita. That which is fallible, that which is not. So this verse says, the material world is temporary, whereas the individual living entities who try to enjoy matter are eternal and superior. The Supreme Personality of God is superior to both the temporary and material energy and the eternal living entities. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Person, the Absolute Truth, the origin, the original cause of all causes, Chaitanya Kyam, he is called, named Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He is Param, he is the truth, Tatvam, and he is Sarva Karana. Of all causes, he is Karanam, Sarva Karana Karanam, exactly as we get in Rama Sangita. So, it's a very nice book. It has all those verses. It has all these books in it. It has Astakams about Lord Chaitanya. I think this is the very first book that he put out. in, let's see, well, anyway, he didn't put the date on this one, probably 79. We didn't even finish this purport. So, the five gross elements, love of God, impersonal Brahman. Who can give me a verse with impersonal Brahman from Brahma Samhita? Yashya prabha prabhava. Sudhesa vasudhari vibhuti bennam tad brahmanish kalamantam asesha bhutam govindam adhibhutam. There you go. So it's all there. Then, the vision of transcendental love enabling one to see the Lord. Premanjana charita bhakti valochanena santa sadaiva. Santa, this is the Christmas time. All the santas are out giving them mercy. They're all expansions of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Odaryena. They're giving the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. Sometimes the devotees were arrested for impersonating Santa, even though they had permits. Because they thought it's irreligious that Hare Krishnas would be impersonating such a greatly religious figurehead as God, of God, who's dispenser of mercy as Shanta. Shanta Shadaiva. So the devotees are Shanta. What is that verse in Akpila Dev's Tatikshiva Karunika? Satavo Shanta. So in many places, Shanta is recognized as an expansion, the Jiva expansion, Anu, not Vibhu. So, but Shanta needs to become a little more shaven face, then he won't be able to be Shanta. Anyway. So here then, the steps of devotional service, the mind, yoga nidra, nidramananta jagadanta, saroma kupa. That verse is there about, how does it go? Huh? First blurt word? Yakkarnanava jale bhajati sma yoga nidramananta jagadanta karu, saroma kupa, adhara shaktim avalambya. What is it? Adhara shaktim. That means the all-accommodating potency of the Lord. That's Mahavishnu is displaying that. Everything's going on within him, and all the other expansions are coming out. They're hardly mentioned. No, they're mentioned. All the universes, and then Lord Brahma. Brahmaya Esha Jagadanda Vidanakarta. Vidanakarta, he's simply an order carrier for the Supreme Personality of God. That's all in the prayers. There's from verse 29 until, I think it's 30 prayers. Exactly. So, very nice to chant those verses. How many? Yeah. Oh, there's, yeah, so from 29 to 59, 30 prayers. And what does it say about the one breath? This whole material world probably described Shrishti Stiti Pralaya Sadhana Sakte Chaiva Yashibu. No, that's another one. But Shrishti Stiti Yashaika Nishvashita Kalamatava Lambi Divanti Loma Vilaja Jagadada. And then from these pore holes of Mahavishnu, all the universes are coming out. But Prabhupada mentioned it in a talk in 76 in Mayapur that Srishti Stiti Pralaya, that all these three things, that means the creation, maintenance, and destruction, during that time is just one tiny breath of Mahavishnu. And we're thinking it's a really long time. The scientists are puzzled. Whoa, how long have we been here? Well, when Mahavishnu breathes in, you'll be gone. So your time for speculating on that will be finished after that. Then you can have another 1,000 trillion eons and kalpas to figure it out. So rather than speculate, we take from Brahma Samhita, from the Shastra. Therefore, it is ati. As it's Atisha, the most essential Shastra. Very nice. So here then, the mind, yoga nidra, goddess of fortune. Where's that verse? How does it start? Lakshmi, Shahasya, at the same time. Chintamani, the first one. Ananda Chinmaya Rasa Pratibhavi, that's 36, right? There's another Ananda Chinmaya verse. Mashu, Yap Praninam Pratipalam Smartam Upecha Lilayatena Bhuvanani Jayatya Jashram. By remaining in the mind of the devotee, the recollecting devotee, he conquers the material world also. Conquers the mind. And as far as Cupid goes, what's that verse about Cupid? Kandar Pakoti Kamaniya Vishesha. So Cupid is nothing compared to the beauty of Govinda. Spontaneous incarnations, beginning with Lord Ram. Ramadi Murti Shukala Nyamena Tishtana Navatarama Karo Bhuvaneshu Kintu Krishna Swayam Sambhava. Paramapumanyo, he's Paramapumanyo, Krishna Swayam Sambhava. And only Ram is mentioned in that verse. Ramadi, beginning with Ram. So, Avatarahi Asankhya, described in the first canto. There's unlimited avatars, but still, Ram is the first one, only one mentioned there. Ramadi Murti Shukala. There are 10 incarnations, but Ram is mentioned there. Ramadi, Adi means beginning with Ram. And it could be Balaram. Yeah. But anyway, yeah. Ramadi Moshi Kalani. But Krishna Swayam, he's the original. Krishna Swayam, Sambhava, Parama, Pumanyo. He's the Supreme Person. Govinda Mari Purusham Tamaham Vajami. The deities, it says the deities are mentioned. The conditioned soul and his duties. The truth about Lord Vishnu. Prayers. We just gave so many. Vedic hymns. Vedic hymns. Lord Shiva. Vedic literature. Personalism. Impersonalism. Good behavior. Many other subjects are also discussed. You'd get the idea that it was a huge book. It's only 63 versions. There is also a description of the sun and the universal form of the Lord. All these subjects are conclusively explained in a nutshell in Brahma Sangita. Nutshell, that's the point. It's the nutshell verse. So that winds down. Is there any more discussions on this? Yeah. Are you doing the microphone there, anybody?
What I find really instructive about the Brahma Samhita is that, you know, as conditioned souls, whenever we find something greater, we have a tendency to minimize the lower stuff. But the Brahma Samhita, the way it's presented, it's completely different. It glorifies Lord Shiva, it glorifies Durga, it glorifies Brahma, glorifies Ganesh, and then it says, and they're just subservient of my Lord Govinda, whom I worship. So it's a completely different approach. It's a very respectful approach to the demigod. And yet it puts them in the right position in relation to Lord Govinda. So it's really instructive in that sense for us conditioned souls that have a tendency to see in black and white or like that.
Well, it's pretty black and white. Govinda Mari Purusham.
It is black and white, but it's not it's not putting them down because of them being subservient to Lord Govinda. It's actually their glory. Whereas as conditioned souls, we have a tendency to minimize something that's not the highest.
Yeah. We always want to know which is the best. Well, Govinda's the best. Anything else out there? Anything else? Yes. All right. What? Bharataharis? The Bharataharis are dead and gone now. Well, I'm sure there's new ones.
We were at Ananda Station Vaishnavi's house in barn.
Like talk that. Louder.
They were mentioning something about the Bhattataris. Some kind of maybe later on after Lord Chaitanya's time, they were talking about some Bhattataris that were very respectable Vaishnavas like that. They wrote some nice prayers and stuff. So maybe they became purified by Lord Chaitanya's association.
Oh, that's nice. They still call themselves Bharataharis?
I don't know if it's I don't know if it's up to the president. I couldn't understand it.
I'll have to do an investigation.
Yeah.
But the point Prabhupada makes is that the Bharat Haris are one name of them, but they could be called gypsies or anyone else. They're all over the world. So if, in other words, they gave up being Bharat Haris. If you're a Bharat Hari, it's like saying you're a dacoit Vaishnava, I guess, but you're either a dacoit or a Vaishnava.
In my job, I received last year a group of an Indian delegation from India, and they were a lot of professionals who said that they were like Brahmana from generation, etc. And they showed me the picture where they had altars where they worship demigods, and they have Lord Rama at the same level, etc. And I explained him as a Vaishnava the difference between demigods and Krishna, and he felt like offended because I was a Western person trying to talk about the philosophy to a Brahman from different generations about their own philosophy. So I stopped there because I didn't want to offend him. But what should be the best approach when we are in this circumstance?
Well, they sound pretty strong on their opinion, so I would not, you know, either talk to them. Now, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta, he went to Midnapore and he had a discussion with these smarta Brahmanas. And, of course, he was a super genius. And he got up, there's a book called, and I think Pundarik published it, right? The Brahman and Vaishnava. And a book was made from it, and it's a good-sized book. And in there, the first day, there was a 2 or 3 day meeting. What was it, 2 or 3 day? 3 day meeting. The very first day, he glorified the Brahmins by quoting so many shlokas, just from the top of his head, you know. And they were all very happy, so they thought, well, that guy knows so much. And then he he slid into the mood that now the Vaishnavas are more advanced, and he quoted so many other shlokas, and they were like, oh. But unless we are very knowledgeable, you know, don't go there. I wouldn't try to argue with them. If it was Srila Bhakti Siddhanta or Prabhupada, he can do like that. But we don't need to bother with them.
Joe Prabhupada said, well, if they're lucky, they can in the future take birth in this kind.
Yeah, he probably told them, those who would say that if we were lucky in next life, we would take birth as Brahmins, if we're lucky, they would take birth in ISKCON. You know, Prabhupada had Adhikar, he could do that. Also, you see Lord Chaitanya's pastime where he appears as a Brahmin, Dvijamani Gora, he's the jewel of the twice born. He's a super duper. Can defeat, even at the age of 12, he could defeat all the, they had the biggest brahmanas and then pundits in Navadvip, and no one could argue with him ever. They were afraid of him. And so, you know, he took the Keshav Kashmiri and just defeated him with his own words. He was struck fear in the heart of everybody in India because he was so learned. And Nimai Pandit, he just asked him to recite some shlokas. He didn't do anything, practically. It was like a judo. Use your own jujitsu. He used his own himself against himself. And then he just said, but wait a minute. You said that wrong, didn't you? There's some mistakes in what you just said. Nimai didn't do anything. He just said, okay, wait, I found some mistakes. Could you explain those mistakes? And the pandit was just like, wow. How did he find those mistakes? So anyway, after that, Nimai Pandit took sannyas and people would respect him. So we're not in the position of Nimai Pandit or Srila Bhakti Siddhanta, so unfortunately. We don't know. And they're South Indians. But we can present. You could try to give them a book. And if you read that, they can find out something. Give them Brahma Samhita. If you see them again, I don't know. You won't see them again. But they sound pretty puffed up to me. They're not going to accept a Bengali shloka. I think we need something like Viprad Vishad Guniyutad Daravinda Naba Padaravinda Vimukatsa Pachambarishtam. Like that. Huh? Chandalopi, Jita Shastra. There's many shlokas we can learn from Bhaktisiddhanta what verses he used. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta was super, like, you know, what can you say? Walking encyclopedia. If he met those brahmanas, they would think twice, but yeah.
Sometimes also there's a humble approach. Like, I remember the first time I went to India, I think it was 74, and I was taking a bus, and I was being harassed on the bus, like, why do you dress like this? What are you doing here?
You were the bus in Navadvip?
Yeah, Navadvip.
So, but they also wear dhotis.
But they're not Westerners, you know. So the idea, why would a Westerner be imitating? You know, so I just told them that Srila Prabhupada is known as Patita Pavana. And in order for there to be a Patita Pavana, there has to be some Patitas. So then I said, I was qualified in that regard.
They like that?
It pacified them a little, you know, because, I mean, with respect, you know, the trick is always for a devotee to remain respectful to everyone. And everyone is forced to act according to the modes of nature that they're in anyway. You know, so it's not really...
Who made a law that they're the only ones who can wear dhoti and we can't?
It convinced some leaders now they don't want to wear dhoti. So it seems like it worked. It took some time. But anyway, that's another issue. It was just the idea that sometimes with a humble, respectful attitude and like, you mentioned with the Brahma Samhita, you said that these, even though I am in a fallen condition, certainly their birth is different than our birth. They take birth in a Brahmin family in India. Of course, it says in this day the demons take birth by your birth.
Anyway, the 10 offenses, one of them is you don't preach to the. And to worship demigods is one of the offenses too. Or accept them to equal. Yes, to Narayanan Devam, Bhamaru. You know, sometimes you can get away if you know a lot of verses and quote them. Yes tu narayanam devam brahmarudradi daivitai samatvainaiva vikshita sapasandi bhavedruvam. You're certainly a pashandi or an atheist if you equate the demigod worship with Narayan worship. And then, of course, they've already been worshiping demigods their whole life, so in that case, I would just forget about it.
Isn't that a little guns a blazing coming in like that? Unless you have that adhikari to back that up, it's not going to.
Yeah, but the Vaishnavas in South India have been fighting against this for hundreds of years. What to speak of us? So let them try it. They're better off, like the Ramanujis or the Madhvas. Anyway, anything else? Jai Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita Ki Jai.